25204. Do you identify yourself for the record?
Sergeant John Ironmonger, Waterbury Police Department, issuing authority.
Thank you. And the summary of your case, Sergeant?
The appellant was denied for suitability due to multiple instances of domestic-related incidents where alcohol played a significant role in those incidents and also the intervention and interaction with the police department, whether it be Waterbury or otherwise.
A summary of your case, sir? This is not to tell us your whole case, just a summary of it, if you'd like to.
I don't have a summary.
Okay. You don't have to. Sergeant?
The issuing authority wants the board to understand we found suitability to the issue. There's a long pattern of volatile relationship between the appellant and his significant other. There are multiple documented incidents where either the appellant or his significant other had conflict with each other, and one or the other were under the influence of alcohol. At the time of denial, there was only a handful of one or two incidents. Since the denial, as little as a week ago, there was a incident where the appellant's significant other had a physical domestic incident where the appellant was the victim in this incident, but the incident prior, the appellant was the intoxicated individual, and his significant other called on him. Why it was important that I requested I submitted a body cam video for that incident. The January incident was in the report that I submitted to the board. It didn't reflect the alcohol involvement with the incident, and I just thought it was important that the board see that there is always this component of alcohol in this relationship, and as well as some documented mental health issues with the his significant other. So it's important that the board take that into consideration, in which why Waterbury Police Department doesn't feel it is a safe situation to enter a firearm into that, that environment.
So this is a video that?
Correct, that I sent. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming all of you saw it.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have it if anybody else wants to see it, but.
That was January. Like I said, the last incident was March 22nd. I submitted that. Was obviously, that incident just occurred after I submitted my evidence. But I thought it was important that the board see that. This continues to this day. This goes back as far as 2014 when they resided in Bridgeport. So there were a couple of incidents back then, and it has just continued since. Waterbury has six incidents in the last 2 years.
Sir, where do you live today?
I live in Waterbury.
Okay. Would you like to cross-examine the sergeant on anything he has just said?
I would like to see the video of January.
While she's getting that, I'm going to ask
just
for the record, just to bullet points and dates of the incidents.
Sure.
I mean, after that we can get sort of ready to go. But
yep.
Once we see the video, then you know, just
like I said, starting 22nd March 26.
Go backwards.
January 15, 26.
Go pull up. So March of 26.
March 26.
And that was. That was the involvement. In that incident, the
appellant was the victim.
Yes, the appellant's significant other was the
correct.
Yep.
This is just a snippet. I know that all of you have seen it, but this is just a small clip of the great video.
So voicing out, okay, somewhere like, we'll talk to him. He's gonna drink a little bit. Does he typically get like this when he drinks? Oh, hi, puppy. Hello. Hi. I know. Does he typically get like this when he drinks? Or? Okay, so that's probably the root problem here. What's his first name? What's his first name?
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
What's going on, son?
Oh, we had an argument.
Okay.
She wanted to get the cops involved.
Sure.
And here now.
All right. Was this just a verbal argument you guys had?
Yeah.
All right. Was it like over something silly or?
It's just the most minute thing you can ever hear. It's not even. I apologize for even wasting your time.
So what's the plan? You mind if you just come down?
You come down here.
Alright. So what was it about? Just like some nonsense or not?
It's just nonsense.
Yeah. Okay. Like what happened?
She wants to argue about to a point where I don't even care. I don't. At this point, it's just an ongoing thing.
Okay.
It's starting to be repetitive, and it's involving the kids, and I do not care anymore.
Okay. Well, is there an issue with the kids or something?
I love my kids. I love my house. I work hard for everything that I've done.
Yeah.
I love my wife, all of it.
Uh-huh.
My wife has bipolarism. I feel like schizophrenia, like all kinds of alcoholism, all kinds of stuff, and I don't really care.
Okay. Have you been drinking? I mean, it's obviously allowed to drink, but I just, okay. So what's the plan for tonight? Because she was saying there's a lot of screaming and yelling, which, like, you guys are allowed to argue, but you know, you're trying to keep it civil a little bit. You know?
We always separate rooms anyway. I'm upstairs, she's downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
sorry,
but if I have to leave, I will leave.
Well, if you're there again, I don't want you to drive.
I think it's just important to note, by his own statements, his wife's statements on other incidents, these are well acknowledged and admitted issues between alcoholism and mental health, and that putting a firearm in that environment is something that the issuing authority is hoping to avoid.
Would you like to cross-examine the subject? Questions from the board?
Sergeant, back to...
Oh, yeah, yes.
No, that's okay. So it looks like March of 2026. Oh, I'm sorry.
He was going to give dates.
Yeah, yes. That's right. I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
March of 2026, in which the appellant was the victim.
Correct.
January of 2026, there was
which is what we just saw.
There was a verbal argument, no arrests. I've got October 7th of 2025.
Correct.
In which the appellant's significant other, there's a peer report done.
Correct.
6/19, another verbal argument between the appellant and significant other.
Yes.
No arrests, but
no arrests.
There seemed to be alcohol involved with that.
The appellant was the one with under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah, I saw it in the report. The significant other reported he drank an entire bottle of Tito's.
Correct.
Okay. And then the next one looks like 2023. Correct.
2023.
Yep.
Again, alcohol.
10/9/24. An argument about pets.
That is the no. That's the 23.
Oh.
Yep. The there was two case numbers generated for that incident. One happened before midnight. The other one was after midnight. Officers responded initially. Alcohol was a factor. There was some disagreement over a dog, a cat, something, a pet was brought to the pound. The officers at the time were able to defuse the situation, separate them. About an hour to 2 hours later, it flared back up again. And at that time, the appellant called. First initial was his wife, and then the appellant called. He was a little upset about the situation. Officers responded back to the house, and again, de-escalated the situation and separated them. But again, it should be noted, the appellant was intoxicated for both of those incidents. And then back to
November of 2020.
November of 2020, that was the
verbal in which there's alcohol involved.
Correct. And then all the way back to 14, there was another.
Yeah.
Again, the appellant and his wife, where she admitted he had been consuming alcohol over a great period of time. Also, should note that there were a couple instances where police were involved because the appellant attempted to get into a vehicle and drive. And that was her concern, why she involved the police to prohibit him from now driving drunk. So.
That's all I have.
Any other questions from the board?
Yeah, on the 6/19/25 incident, was there an allegation that he was throwing and breaking things?
Just give me a moment. 6/19. There was some allegations that were things were thrown around the home, but again, that wasn't her main concern. The main concern was that he was trying to get the family vehicle and drive away.
Thank you.
That, yes, is a byproduct of the situation, but not to the point where it rose to an arrest.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
Well, is it the issuing authority's position that the appellant drinks too much and when he's drinking gets in arguments? I mean, is it the alcohol problem? I mean, I know you said you can't put a gun into that situation, but the board is, we're talking about the appellant's suitability, and it's up to him to make decisions, and I would imagine you're saying, and I'm just trying to clarify what you're saying, that he drinks too much to have a gun is what you're...
I think that's...
And the associated behavior with that.
I would agree with you, yes, that the alcohol consumption, I don't know if he's been clinically diagnosed with alcoholism, I can't say that, but I do know that we have repeated instances where at least the Waterbury police have responded, mm-hmm. And he's had too much alcohol, and his decision-making process has been compromised because of that, and that is our position, that if he's compromised enough to think that he can get behind the wheel of a vehicle and drive.
Right, that's why I said the alcohol use and then the decisions.
Correct.
That went along with that. The other part about the situation, the board's had cases before that someone in the house is a felon, the kid or whatever has been involved, been arrested, and it's a dangerous situation, but it's really not, that's not in the statute, it's the appellant's suitability that we have to talk about.
Right, I understand that. I think this is just a correlated situation where...
I got you. I just wanted to make sure I understood what you were trying to say, or what you were saying. Thanks.
Any other questions from the board? Your turn, sir.
I know I have problems, as we can see, at my house, and it's not the alcohol that is doing that, and... If the allegations that you're saying that if I'm drunk, then if that's the case, then why wasn't I not arrested or anything like that? So I know what my capabilities are, and I can make decisions for myself. I can see that, but I think I would turn down my application until I can fix what's going on in my house currently. So I'll waive for my application to get denied. It's been
so you're
long.
Gonna you withdraw from this
I
appeal?
I withdraw.
Okay, very good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.